Are You a Member of the Image of the Beast? By Tony Alamo. In 2012. Those who live their lives outside of Christ are members of the body of the image of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. Just as we who are born again of the Spirit. Those who live their lives outside of Christ are members of the body of the image of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. Just as we who are born again of the Spirit are the members of the body of Christ and are the image and likeness of Him. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Christ is the only member of the Godhead who has an image. The beast, world government, is given its power and seat in Rome by the devil to bear his image, which God calls the image of the beast. Revelation chapter 13, verses 4 and 15. We by the Holy Spirit are to do what Christ says and does, now that we are born again of the Spirit. We now bear the image and likeness of Christ. We by the Holy Spirit are to do what Christ says and does, now that we are born again of the Spirit. We now bear the image and likeness of Christ, if we remain in the Spirit as Adam did before he sinned. What the beast world government does is what satanic people do. They are the image of Satan, the beast, the world government. Just as Christ has the power to give eternal life to those who bear his image, his likeness, the devil too has the power to give a seemingly good temporal life to some of his followers, those who bear his image and are like him. He gives temporal life to his image. Revelation chapter 13, verse 15. The devil gives his temporary power to the people who follow him, which again is the UN one world government headed by him, whose seat, world headquarters, is in the city of the seven mountains, Rome, the Vatican. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9. Obama is nothing more than a puppet for the Pope and Satan's world government. He only does what he is told for the Satan's beast. He only does what he is told for Satan's beast. Almost all U.S. presidents were mere puppets for Satan's beast of Rome. Rome absolutely does not want anyone to know they are calling all the shots in the world today, so she has appointed many very stupid but loyal, temporary, glory-hunting puppets as presidents, newsmen, and newswomen to distract the world population from finding the source of all the world's corruption. They all must be willing to take the blame. The Vatican is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. The Vatican is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 17, verse 5. It really doesn't matter who you vote for. The Bible tells us that Satan has deceived the whole world. Revelation 12, verse 9, 13, verses 11 through 14, chapter 18, verse 3, 23, 19, chapter 19. Revelation chapter 9, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, chapter 18, verse 3 and 23, and chapter 19, verse 20. You're on a big trip. In Revelation chapter 13, verse 15, the Bible tells us the devil's Roman beast has the power to give temporal life to you who are members of the image of the beast. All those who follow the beast are the life of the image of the beast. And to all those who bear his demonic image, all those who do what he says. All these decoys, possibly you, speaking favorably regarding the beast, so new laws, which are more of Satan's evil laws, are soon coming. Again, Rome is Satan's seat. Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. All of these new demonic laws are accepted by those who carry his image. They do what the satanic beast world government does, such as stating, since many will not worship the image and likeness of the beast or bear his image, they should be murdered, put to death. The satanic Roman beast, one world government, the UN, causes, quote, that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, except that he had the mark or the name of the beast, which is also obedience to Antichrist, or the number of his name, unquote. Revelation chapter 13, verses 15 through 17. Look in the mirror at your image. Are you seeing the image and likeness of Jesus or the devil? Christ or Antichrist? Are you doing God's will or are you a child of the devil? Do you walk with Christ or the Antichrist? In John chapter 66, in John chapter 6, verse 66, the Apostle John states what the number is of a man who walks no more with Christ. Isn't it remarkable that John said there were many antichrists in his time? 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Today they are all organized into one big body of people, the lawless one. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In John chapter 6, verse 666, John said all those who walk no more with Christ are antichrists, members of the devil. All those who walk in the Spirit of God, in communion with Christ, who belong to God, are the bride and members of the body of Christ, the New Jerusalem, Christ's wife. Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 27. We who are the members of Christ are going to attend the marriage supper of the Lamb with the bridegroom Jesus. Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 through 9. We all have to make a choice as to whether we will be with Christ in heaven forever or with the false prophet, the dragon, the devil, the beast, the Antichrist. All those who follow Satan, the false prophet, the beast, will be in the lake of fire forever. If your choice is to be in heaven with Christ, then say this prayer to the Almighty God now. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he sits on the right hand of God at this moment, hearing my confession of sin and this prayer. I open up the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all of my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed in my place on the cross, at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will forgive my sins and save my soul. I know because your word, the Bible, says so. Your word says that you will turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. And I will show my thankfulness by doing as you command and sin no more.